It is time for the spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Sip, I think that you know, I'm depressed this morning after the Dolphins and Husker losses, and most fans are. I tell you who's not depressed right now is AD, because his Pittsburgh Steelers last night on Sunday Night Football take care of the Jets. 5-2.
Listen, look at him.
Russell Wilson's good again all of a sudden?
Well, let's ease the brakes on that.
He had a good game.
he did have a good game. You could tell in those first two series, there was a lot of rust there, which was natural. You'd expect that, but just get the win, which they did. We needed that bad, man.
Coach over here.
Yes. If they would have lost last night after what happened to the Huskers on Saturday, it would have been tough this morning, man.
Well, welcome to my life.
Jake.
Yeah. Ben too. Ben and Jake. It was a rough one. Rico as well.
Here's what I've said, AD. At this point, I don't know why I watch football anymore. All it does is depress me.
Don't do that, Jake.
Make me sad.
Come on.
Upset my weekends. The weekends are supposed to be a time to relax, enjoy, and I walk away just pissed off every time.
You understand, and AD understands because he's an older gentleman. It's not always going to be good.
It's never good. Okay, how about never? Not always is fine. Never is a different story.
True. Yes, last year was good for you.
Was it? It was Dolphins? good for the first 10 games, and then it all went downhill after that.
But it was good for a point.
The Dolphins were 8-3. They then played the Titans up by 14 on Monday Night Football, blew that, and the season was over. They haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. It's never good.
He ain't lying.
No, that's rough. Man, there's a lot of... I was telling these guys, AD... We stayed in a hotel where the Dolphins stay. They were in the same hotel as us. Mm-hmm. A lot of Dolphins fans. I was amazed by how many make that. I don't know if they make the trip or they're coming from nearby places.
Dolphins got a pretty wide fan base. They travel well, and plus you guys have a pretty wide fan base as well.
And just think about this. I was talking about in September making the trip this past weekend to watch the Hoosiers, Huskers, and watch Dolphins Colts. If I had made that trip, I don't know if I could have done radio this week at all. Because there would be, I spent all this money to travel to Indiana, of all places, and just get stomped by two teams, one good football team in Indiana, one very bad team in the Colts. Why do I do this? Why?
It was interesting.
Start knitting over here.
I didn't know this. Maybe you did. Now, I don't know if all NFL teams do this, but it was very stealth with the Dolphins. You never saw them. Mm-hmm. Like, they must get them in a part of the hotel.
Kind of isolate them.
They didn't see them on the field either on Sunday. Yeah. They just weren't there. They weren't even there.
The staff is not supposed to tell you they're there.
Right. Yeah. They do not. They're not telling you that.
Right. So I didn't know any of that. One of the valets kind of just tipped his hand like, well, I'm not supposed to say anything, but,
He got excited. He was excited.
And Marino was there.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. I never saw him, but the bartender said he's left his tab open, so he's probably coming back.
Okay.
Yeah,
which you missed your chance to put an old fashioned on his tab without even knowing. Where this old fashioned come?
Yes. Put this on Dan's.
This guy's your friend.
Put this on Marino's. You have to say it really confidently.
Yeah, it's not
Marino's got a tab open. Put it on that.
Not mine.
It's an old fashioned.
So, congrats to the Steelers. Misery for the Dolphins. Misery for the Husker fans today. And
where does AD stand on this? Let's see. Think of a good question. What is Nebraska's strength as a team right now?
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Sip, I seriously don't know what their strength is. I'm going to say this though too, though. I listened to you guys a little bit earlier too.
Okay.
And you know, like all of us, you know, you hear from a lot of different people. You're 5-2,
right?
Okay, you're 5-2 right now. Your bowl game is still out. It's still in front of you. You still have that to go for. You obviously know you're going to go into a very hostile territory on Saturday, yes. Ohio State. I have no crazy expectations or any imaginations of Nebraska's got some issues they got to get solved. In fact, we want to be honest with ourselves. There were remnants. There were kind of signs of that even against Northern Iowa. Were times we weren't moving the ball. They were moving the ball. It got a spotlight on it, a flashlight. We played Illinois. Yeah. Illinois is a very good football team. We're seeing that right now. And then it was just, we just got exposed, man. We struggled against Rutgers, a team that hasn't won, in 3 weeks now?
Yep.
They've been getting dog walks since they started with us.
Correct.
And so Nebraska right now, Sip, I don't have a lot of expectations of Nebraska right now other than to see them have some pride in what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me to think anything otherwise, I haven't seen anything thus far to makes me think we're just going to go on a run all of a sudden. Because we were exposed pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
We were exposed pretty on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. We're talking about, we only scored 7, but yeah, they scored 50-something, 56 points on us.
Yeah.
Issues on both sides of that ball right now.
Yeah, all three areas.
Yeah.
All three areas,
they're struggling. What you want to see is them go to Ohio State and acquit themselves well. I mean, just keep it a game and then reset. You know, then you got UCLA and you know you're gonna be in a fight there. And just that's what it to me it's about. It's about withstanding a horrific loss to Indiana, withstanding a tough trip to Ohio State, and then reset and get ready for a brawl. Because it'll be a brawl. It'll be a brawl to beat UCLA for bowl eligibility. And that's where you gotta put your focus, I think.
Let me ask you both this. I wasn't surprised we lost. I mean, because Indiana's a good football team. I did not see losing by 49.
Nobody did, though, AD. Nobody predicted it.
Cignetti, but not
us. I know. who predicted a 49-point Indiana win?
I didn't even see 21-point win. I thought it would be within, you know, 7 to 10 points either way. I didn't see that.
No, it's a major surprise. The analysts didn't see it coming. I told Jake, we were talking on Friday to Urban Meyer and Liner and Brady Quinn. They didn't see this coming.
No.
I mean, Urban Meyer has Tony White as one of the top 5 coordinators in the nation.
Whoops.
I want to say this, though.
He still could be.
Here's one thing I'm going to say about Coach White.
Tony White.
I don't see one game damaging, absolutely destroying your whole body of work.
Because
if that's the case, there's not a defensive coordinator who's got a job right now.
No, that's true. And I don't think it was a scheme discussion. I don't think it was, Indiana exploited Tony White's way of doing things. It wasn't that. I think this was a readiness issue.
This was a beatdown.
Yeah.
It was just the bottom line, you just got beat down. You got punched in the mouth repeatedly.
Now, that's
on
coaching,
Saturday.
Too. Now, that is also coaching. Absolutely. You have to have your guys ready. But it wasn't like Cignetti saw something and said, I can exploit this.
They just lined up and beat us.
Right. It was just a beatdown.
It was nothing exotic. They just lined up and beat our face in. Right. Bottom line.
That is 56-7, Nebraska loses. 5-2 in the record. Now they'll play at Ohio State this Saturday. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and AG is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.